Hello, hello, hi, 1190 listeners. I'm Marty Adam Smith, and I want to share a somewhat disturbing story with y'all. If children are listening, you may want to distract them or change the station. Again, this story is a little disturbing. So I went to an open mic last night for performing stand-up comedy. Didn't go very well, but someone offered me an anecdote and said, "You can use this, a story I can use on stage." And it turned into a funny idea for me. This person I was talking to is a paramedic, and she told me about her first ever call that happened to be at a horrific car accident. They had already completely shut down the highway. They had closed off Interstate 35. Some guy was pinned between a car and a concrete barrier. They told her, "We can't extricate him yet. We need you to go in there and find his pulse and stabilize him. Later we'll be able to remove him." She was super panicked and ran in, grabbed his arm. No pulse. She felt up on his neck. Where was his neck? She couldn't find it and couldn't find the pulse. She runs back, the cops are all laughing, and she says, "I couldn't find his pulse. Where's his neck? I don't know how to stabilize him. What do we do?" The joke was that the person was already decapitated when emergency personnel arrived. Ha, ha, ha. I realized after hearing this anecdote, even hilarious civilians are sometimes just unfunny prop comics. Anybody could be funny with a decapitated body and zero scruples regarding what's okay to joke about. If you like my stories, please follow me on Twitter. That's Marty Adam Smith. Spelled MartyAdamSmith. You can email me too with the same spelling at gmail.com.